You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Indeed, this is the Q&A this Monday night. Myself, Arafat, Bin Ibrahim Hatia, and our beloved Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Haji Faisal and Haji Yusuf Asmal and Company. And of course, Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 084-786-3132, that's our WhatsApp number to the international overseas countries, plus 2784-786-3132. Ustaz, let us go to Zambia. It's the brother says, this is brother Rafiq from Zambia. He says, dear respected Mufti Saab, I am in a quandary and beseech your advice and guidance in the following situation. Mr. M lied under oath and committed perjury. Now Mr. M does not want to admit the truth that he lied under oath, but wants me to lie under oath that the lies he stated under oath was the truth. What should I do? Brother Rafiq, Ustad.
Informs us in the noble Quran, we are Muslims. Number one, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. That a person who is a Muslim should only cooperate and assist in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. You should not be assisting in vices and sin. So you must never ever take that oath, which you know is a lie, is false. That is not a saghira, a minor sin, is not a kabira, a major sin, but akbarul kabair, the worst and the most heinous of crimes, as mentioned by Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even if he's your friend, never ever adhere and comply with his request. Definitely not permissible. To him, the first brother, my advice will be to you. Surah 5, verse number 1. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, awfu bil uqud. That, O you Muslims, fulfill your obligations, your contracts, your promises. The problem today is people lie under oath. They commit perjury because there's some money to be made. They even change the meaning of this verse. Quran Kareem says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, awfu bil uqud. Fulfill your contracts and obligations. They said, awfu bin nuqud. How can I make a quick buck? May Almighty Allah protect us.
Ustad, what do you do when people always look down upon the poor? Is it allowed in Islam, Ustad?
Mona Arafat, I was coughing. Just repeat the question, please.
The question is, a sister says, Ustad, that what do you do when people, they're always looking down upon the poor? Is it allowed in Islam?
In Islam, definitely, it is not permissible. So many a poor person will be elevated on the day of justice, and so many a rich person will be humiliated. Read Surah Tabbat Yada. Every Muslim knows it. We know it's right in the ending of the noble Quran. Draw that comparison. Who is Abu Lahab? Abu Lahab, so handsome, nighttime you could see him, his face shining and glittering, the father of flame. Look at Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala and the African, the Muazzin. And what does he? That if you look at superficially, then remember Abu Lahab might have been more impressive. When you look at wealth, Sayyidina Bilal was a slave, and he was the millionaire, custodian of the haram. Ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Remember, his wealth will never come in handy for him. Who is Sayyidina Bilal? The muazzin of the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The minister of finance of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go to Babu Sagheer in Dimashq, in Damascus, the graveyard. On the wall is written there, muazzinu rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa waziru malihi. The muazzin of the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember, the minister of finance. Thirdly, rank and status as far as the people went, they thought Abu Lahab was much superior. But Allah says, Sayyidina Bilal is million, billion, trillion times and more greater than Abu Lahab and his ilk. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes for Mi'raj. And what do you see? Sayyidina Bilal's footsteps are heard there. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
What action are you doing, O Bilal, my muazzin? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever I perform wudu, I read 2 rakat salat. When I read Quran, I love to read Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad. Go study the manaqib and fadail of Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African muazzin. End result, Sayyidina Bilal right on top of the Kaaba rendering the adhan, and that is on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah. And he, Abu Lahab, Almighty Allah states, Sayasla naran dhata lahab. Father of the flame, dispatched to the flame, Wamra'atu, and his wife also dispatched straight to Jahannam. So don't belittle people, do not ridicule people based on their complexion, based on their poverty. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimullah, the genius, used to say, Al-malu ghaidun ra'ihun. In the morning you can be a millionaire, and in the evening you can be a pauper, and vice versa. And we see it today in our South Africa and other parts of the world. So definitely unacceptable in Islam.
Ustad, somebody wants to know, could the Ustad please explain the washing of the feet in wudu? Which hand do we use for both feet, Ustad?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught more than 20 sahaba practically, physically, how to perform the wudu. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran Kareem teaches us, Fattabi'uni, he is Uswai Hasana, the best role model. When we imitate, emulate Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So when we wash our feet, we make khilal of the toes, and you use the little finger of the left hand for the khilal. That is when we insert the left hand, small finger, little finger, for the right feet and the right foot and the left foot, remember. And the feet also you wash with the hand. So in that way there, mashallah, you are imitating, emulating Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ustad, what about the virtues of Hizbul Azam, Ustad?
Remember, there are certain kitabs written by great, great awliyaullah and people, and they said we should make it a ma'amool, that we should be reading it. So Al-Hizbul Azam, written by Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah. Remember, if you study the history of Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah, that he wrote the commentary of so many hadith kitabs and so forth. So he wrote this Hizbul Azam. Today Monday, tomorrow Tuesday, then Wednesday. So every day you read certain Quranic duas, certain duas from the Ahadith Mubarakah. Then you get Munajat Maqbool. Then you get the Arba'een by Allama Nawawi. Then you get the Arba'een Durood Sharif. So in that way, various ulama have written great, great things. So every day we try and by heart or try and read it. And then we come nearer to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, because we are begging, beseeching Almighty Allah, showing our hopelessness. Ya Allah, we can do nothing without your mercy. Wallahu al-ghaniyu antumul fuqara. A person is a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire in dollars, in pounds, in euros, yet he or she has to raise their hands as a beggar and pauper in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is why these books are so important.
Ustad, we go to India. This is Ummi Zarina. I am from India, Mufti Saab. Could you please provide references from the Quran Sharif and Hadith on whether circumcision of women is compulsory in Islam or not? I have heard that it can be harmful and dangerous for women and can even cause death if not done correctly. Dua me yad hai. Ustad,
yes, Zarina, we say Barakallahu Fikum from India. Allah Ta'ala, Aapki Ilam, Amal, Ikhlas, Sab Me Barakat Ata Farmai, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward you. That always we must try and learn what Islamic true teachings are. There is a hadith in Abu Dawood. You want the reference, go open Abu Dawood, you will find it. Go open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about khitanul banat. Khitanul banat is circumcision for the females. Now people wonder what is all this about. Remember three issues here. It is not compulsory according to the Hanafis, and it is not something that is, you understand, much encouraged as well. However, the Shafi'i scholars and them, they encourage it, and they say, yes, it should be done. And likewise, the Malikis, and they, therefore, when you travel to different parts of Africa, you will find that that is done. However, the West want to hijack Islam and distort the true message of Islam. And they will say, these Muslims are doing this. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam condemned. Now be careful with the words I'm using. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam condemned female mutilation. That you cannot mutilate the female, meaning while you are doing the circumcision. So that would not be permissible at all, and it's haram that. That you cause so much harm to the lady or the baby, and you let it die and so forth, like what's happening today. So that is not what Islam teaches. Islam teaches it could be done, and the Hanafis and them say that you don't have to worry about it. But remember, Shafis and Ambalis and them, they do have it. And remember, the Ahadith is mentioned there in Abu Dawood. But remember, it must be done with moderation and not mutilation. So that is the verdict of the fuqaha and the jurists on that topic. And if you want a good fatwa in Arabic, open Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi. We don't agree with all his fatwas, but certain fatwas of his are very good. So they asked him, Ma hukmu khitan il banat? What is fatawa al mu'asara? And then he has a discussion there. You can read it regarding female male circumcision.
Ustaz, somebody wants to know, when people die, can they see us?
When a person passes away, remember that sometimes Almighty Allah makes it such that they come in our dream, and sometimes they're dressed in white and they're smiling. Mere pyare bete, meri pyari beti, ne khub dua ki. That my beloved son, my beloved daughter cried so much, made so much dua, gave so much charity according to our means. And now that marhum father, for marhum sad, why? Mother, daughter, whoever, son, then you see them. That's a good sign, my brother, my sister. Continue doing the good deeds that you are doing on behalf of your deceased. However, sometimes you see them and they are so worried or in anxiety, in pain. It means that they could be guilty of many serious crimes, or it could be a message for you, the heirs, the family members. Get out of sight, out of mind, and remember that you're doing very little for them, so increase what you are doing. We are here in Durban. You ask about the weather. Today was wonderful, beautiful day here in Durban, and tomorrow, we just heard from the news team just now, wonderful weather expected tomorrow as well. So when you by the ocean, and when I look at the ocean, beautiful, magnificent view. So what do we see? Al-mawta kal-ghariq al-mutaghawith. A person wants to swim, and then the waves come. Big, big wave, or tsunami, Allah forbid. And now he's on the verge of drowning, screaming, shouting for help. And that are the deceased. Help your beloved father, mother, brother, sister, sibling, child, who passed away with Iman and Islam. So yes, they can see us with the command of Allah. Not always, sometimes. And we see them, remember, in the dream. So that is the fadl and the grace of Almighty Allah. What do you tell that mother who just lost her child, who's 1 year old, 3 years old? We tell her, oh mother, in the sadmatil ula, as Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, the beloved students, exercise patience when that musibat and calamity and disaster strikes. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa Ahmad. Continue making dua, and Allah will give you consolation. Out of His fadl, grace, and mercy, you will see that beloved person who's so near and dear to you in your dream.
Would it be permissible for a woman to drive behind her husband in a separate vehicle beyond safer distance, Ustad?
Not permissible that. Remember that for the woman to be driving, especially nowadays, you see that they get kidnapped, they get hijacked, the husband is driving, now the traffic light shows green, and for the wife at the back it shows red, now they are someplace there, so they get lost, or there's a puncture, so many issues today, so, and it's not safe also, especially with our crime levels, gender-based violence that is happening, so remember. In South Africa, this is not my statistics, it's their statistics, and believe you me, if you ask me my personal opinion, even that is incorrect. It will be more than that. They told us that there are more than 50 murders per day occurring in South Africa. So therefore, you're putting your wife's life, your mother's life, your daughter, your children's life at risk by doing all these type of things. So you must take hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. Husband and wife must be near one another, and they must embrace one another. Not while driving. That will be the last time you drive, brother. So you must embrace one another. There will be body heat. So in that way, Islam is teaching us that, remember, that you can't be now saying that you travel one car, I travel one car, you drive. All this is just for, again, money business. Maybe the guy is selling cars, he say, I'm going to sell this car, and then I'll come back with you. So you drive one car, I drive one car. So we violate the Sharia, and remember, that is an encroaching on Sharia. So many different laws there, so therefore our fatwa will be not permissible.
0847863132, that's our WhatsApp number. A listener says here, Fadilatul Ustad, what to read for an adult who has a bad temper? Ustad?
Just reading is not going to help. Remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us the panacea, the solution, the cure for all these type of difficult decisions. Somebody's son is on drugs, somebody's daughter ran away with a non-Muslim person, somebody is a short fuse. So what do? We have to speak to them on a one-to-one. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah Jalla Wala will not change the plight of a nation, of a person, until he or the people, they change themselves for the better. Then we find change will come. If the person himself remains negative, stubborn, obstinate, remember, then it will not come. Anyway, in the ahadith kitabs for people who are on a short fuse, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Change your posture and position. And you're standing, sit down. You're sitting, then recline. Third one, take the option of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Who can be greater than Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhu in this day and age? Nobody. So Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhu, slight argument, it happens in all marriages. He, Sayyidina Ali, left their home and went to the masjid and was sleeping, resting there. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to his beloved Ladli, his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima. Today or yesterday I lectured and I said, O Ummah, do we practice on the Sunnah? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to the house of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. She stands up, kisses the beloved Mubarak hand of the Master alayhi salam. Occasionally Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissing the daughter, his beloved daughter's hand. Did we kiss our father's hand? Did we kiss our mother's hand? Today this Ummah knows how to kiss the toy boy and the joy boy's hand, and the secretary's hand and the mistress's hand. Is that not shaitaniyat? Where are we gone to? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, Aina Ali? Where's Sayyidina Ali? Look at what Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, her iman, her haya, her shame, her modesty. She said, Baini wa baina wa shay. There was a certain argument. She did not mention the details. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to the masjid, finds Sayyidina Ali there. Look at Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim.
Mm.
It was a potentially explosive situation, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes and takes off the dust and removes the dust from the Mubarak blessed body of Sayyidina Ali with his own Mubarak hands. Master alayhi salam did so. Yamsahu turab an jasadihi. So from the Mubarak body, both Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak hand and Mubarak body of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Then says, Kum ya Aba Turab, Kum ya Aba Turab, stand up, O father of the sand. So from this we learn the lesson that how we must turn the negative into a positive, and that is the lesson of Islam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, the Prophet says here, respected Mufti Saab, a text message was sent by my sister's husband to my mother stating, I am going to divorce your daughter, so please come and take her as I will be returning back to Africa. Would this constitute as one valid talaq, or does it need to be verbal? And also, Mufti Saab, when mom confronted my sister about the message, she didn't answer and ignored her. Ustad.
If that is the exact words that you are quoting verbatim, Maulana Arafat, and that's the message that ABC sent to his mother-in-law or to his wife or whoever, that he is going to. So when we study, analyze it from the English perspective, that is fil istiqbal, in the future. For a talaq to be valid, it has to be in the present tense or in the past tense. And if it is in the future tense, then the nikah is still valid. The talaq has not been issued and is not effective. And my advice to you, brother, read 2 rakat salatu shukr. To you, sister, read 2 rakat salatu shukr. On this Mubarak blessed night of Ashura and tomorrow the day of Ashura, that your marriage is still valid, and read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O beloved Allah, grant us spouses and offspring and children that are the coolness of the eyes.
Half past nine, spot on. We're going to go, inshallah, for a quick ad break. When we get back, my beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners of Sirius FM, listeners of Radio Al Ansar, and listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
You're listening to Markaz Sahaba online radio podcast.
27 minutes to 10, you are tuning and listening to the Q&A. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, please give nasiha to some of the mothers who consider it a burden when their daughters return home from abusive marriages. The mothers treat them as if they are not welcomed. The mothers complain about them. They come and take over my home, spoil my cooking, etc. Mufti Saab, these daughters are traumatized and need love and compassion, only to find the one person they can rely on doesn't have any sympathy for her. Ustad.
In a case like this, we will give 3 people advice. First, the husbands. Surah number 4, Surah Nisa, verse 19. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, informs us, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, equity and justice. Look at the sacrifice of our wives. They left the place of their birth. They left their parents. They left their siblings to spend the remainder of their life with us. Is that not a great sacrifice? Today we want to mimic the Western values. So we are very concerned what will the public say. The barometer in Islam is a direct opposite. Who is the good person in Islam? The one when your wife and children say you are good, by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are good. And the person, the public say you are good, but your wife and children say you are not good. You're assaulting them, you're insulting them, you're treating them badly. By Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that person is not a good person. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Khayrukum khayrukum li ahalikum wa ana khayrukum. خيركم لأهلي. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children. I, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the best to my wives and my children. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. O husbands, O wives, tonight is Laylatul Ashura. Go to your wife. Tell her, O darling, O honey, O sweetie, that, O poppy, forgive me. And, O husband, you ask for forgiveness. Wife ask for forgiveness. Make these type of occasions a turning point. Now, number two, lo and behold, the divorce is already issued and uttered. The lady comes back home. You, the father, murdered mother, now say that this daughter came back. A disgrace for us. Our reputation is tarnished and in the doldrums. What did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Open Mishkat Sharif. Khayru sadaqa. Every rand, every dollar, every rupee and euro you spend on that daughter who's mutallaqa and divorced, remember, is one of your best charity. That is what Islam is teaching. Third one, you, the daughter, you must not encroach on the rights of your mother. Oh, Ummi, you don't know how to make the samosa. You don't know the bhajas and kari kichri and akni and what have you. I show you the modern style. We do use it in a microwave and use it on this and this. Leave the mummy. Mummy likes the old style. Old is gold. So all parties must learn to love and let love. Inna Allah qad a'ta kulla dhi haqqin haqqa. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's golden words in the Maidan of Arafat. Maulana Arafat in the Maidan of Arafat. Verily, every person who is eligible to rights, Almighty Allah gave them rights. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif and various compilations. So from here we learn all parties need to change their attitude and then there will be empathy. That is what is lacking, that there is no empathy shown by some parents for some of their daughters who are divorced.
Ustad, sister wants to know from Durban, if I have commenced my salah and the adhan starts, what do I do, Mufti Sahab? As Mufti Sahab knows, Overport has so many masajids, Ustad.
Overport has less masajid compared to lands, my honorable sister. Where Mona Arafat and I am, we have 50 masajid in lands, Indonesia, south and surroundings and so forth. And mashallah, Fajr time, the muazzins are comparing and competing with one another. Who can tune it up more and who can give a loud azan and so forth. So sisters, very good question. When you are sure, any salat, Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, the time for that particular salat has entered already. You know salat time for Zohar enters 12:15, 12:20 in your area. Adhan is only going 12:30, 12:45, 1:00. So 12:25, 12:30, you read your salat, and whilst you are reading, adhan goes. You don't have to worry of anything. You continue with your salat, and your salat is totally valid. And one more point for you, my mother's sisters, that's the best thing you can do, that you read your salat in awwalul waqt. Do not delay, especially Asr. You see our mothers, sisters, and men also, some of them, they read the Asr Salat when it's 10, 15, 20 minutes left for sunset. Tilka Salatul Munafiq, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith. The munafiqeen and the hypocrites do that. So that is not the way of a true believer. 1 hour, 1.5, 2 hours before sunset, read your Asr Salat. That is the teaching of Mustafa Habibuna.
So let us go to Cape Town. This is Buta Khalid, mashallah. He says, Buta Khalid says he's from, I'm from the PAL, P-A-A-R-L, PAL. He wants to know, Mufti Sahab, Buta Khalid, is Viagra permissible? Shukran, Mufti Sahab.
Remember, the brother come from PAL. Maulana, he wants to give us some pearls. And he wants to use Viagra and then go to Niagara Falls there in Canada. So PAL is very beautiful, PAL and Stellenbosch, Da and Kapstadt, my brother Khalid. So Khalid means to be, you know, forever. But you can't live forever. So are you selling Viagra by brother Khalid? So remember this. Leave all these things here. Read your Viagra and all. You drink Zamzam. You make dua. And inshallah, you will be happy. Your wife will be happy. If you're going to keep on using this Viagra, you use this tablet, that tablet, it might give you short-term satisfaction, but after that you will get tired and retired. So, my brother, me, I don't, you're asking me, so therefore I'm giving you advice from an Islamic perspective that remember, rather you abstain from all these type of things. Eat a lot of khajur and dates. Eat, drink a lot of zamzam, and inshallah, eat halal and tayyiba, and then you'll be firing on all cylinders, my brother.
Ustad, brother Yaqub from Ethiopia, he says that, of course, inshallah, tomorrow most definitely he has made the intention of fasting for Ashura tomorrow and Wednesday. So he wants to know, brother Yaqub from Ethiopia, toothpaste, does it break the roza, Ustad, the fast?
Inshallah, my brother Yaqub, in Habasha, in Ethiopia, you fast tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, and inshallah, the previous year's sins will be forgiven. That is the promise of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us, the ummah. Now is hadith in Bukhari Sharif, لَخَلُوفُ فَمِ صَائِمِ أَتْيَبُ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ, that what people call the bad odor and smell that emanates from the fasting person's mouth is more beloved to Almighty Allah than the fragrance of musk. So you want to use toothpaste all day, do so suhoor time, sehri time, do so after maghrib and so forth, isha time, before supper, after supper. But whilst you are fasting, remember it's makruh, repugnant, undesirable. And if that toothpaste goes down, even by mistake, inadvertently, unintentionally, then your fast will be broken. So there are big problems. Use the miswak, my brother Yaqub, daytime, nighttime. And if you are fasting, sehri time, suhoor time, use your toothpaste. And after maghrib, use your toothpaste. Then we have no objection.
Ustaz, somebody sent a message here. It says here, this is anonymous, Mufti Saab. I'm listening to you right now live, you and Mulana Arafat. Please ask Mufti Saab that the Pakistani men go around the world hurting women, but now Kashmir is in trouble, Mufti Saab. How do we women make dua for them when we are hurting? Some of us have kids. They leave us and go marry their cousins. Ustad.
Remember that we need to rectify the question and rephrase it. You can't come on air, my mother, my sister, my daughter, and make sweeping statements and general statements. Okay, the way the question is posed, like every Pakistani person or 90% of them or so have taken South African wives, made children, yeah, and then ran away, absconded and so forth. That's not true. So we can't be making general sweeping statements. So just to rephrase the question. Secondly, my sister, I don't think you understand the politics of things properly. There is a Kashmir that is called Azad Kashmir. That's in Pakistan. And that is called the liberated one, the free Kashmir. Then you have Maqbooza Kashmir. That's the term the Pakistanis use. And that is the Indian Kashmir. So we need to draw distinction between all this. And if you know the politics of India, you will know Kashmir has the majority Muslim population, and the government there want to bring apartheid now there in those parts of the world, and they want to change the demographics of it. My sister, wherever a Muslim is affected and by the Zalim and the Pharaohs of our time, then we have to help them. How do we help them? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you make dua for the Mazlum, the oppressed, and you stop the Zalim as well and oppressor as well. So don't use our own emotions and say, how can we make dua? It seems you are married to a Pakistani, you have children, he absconded, and now you are very, very hurt. So that is in place. What he did, according to you, is not permissible. We don't know the other side of the story. But be that as it may, but as a Muslim, we have to make dua for all the Muslim and oppressed people of the world.
Ustad, let us go to overseas, 00263. It says here, Ustad, say if the azan is 1 o'clock, Ustad, and I enter the masjid at 12:45. Can I pray the four sunnat before the adhan, Ustad?
Yes, 100%, because you know at 12:45 the time has entered already, unless you're in some place where it is abnormal zones and abnormal times. But if you take our normal places, then at 12:15, 12:45, the time for Zuhr has entered. You read your sunnats, adhan will go at 1 o'clock. So what you should do is, you read 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid. Thereafter, you read your 4 sunnats. Thereafter, mashallah, you raise your hands and make dua. And between adhan and iqama, you make dua. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-du'a'u la yuraddu bayna al-adhanayn." That the dua is not rejected, means it's accepted between the two adhan. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, what does it mean? Between adhan and iqama, duas are accepted. Whilst you are sitting in the masjid, you read your sunnats, and you are making zikr, the malaika are making dua for you. Allahumma aghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Ya Allah, forgive this person who's there in the masjid, waiting for jamaat salat. Ya Allah, envelope him with your mercy. Ma lam yuhdith, as long as his wuzu don't break. So imagine, open Mishkat Sharif, open Musnad Ahmad. So great, great things you can do. You can buy a heart, some verses of the Noble Quran. Lawadittu annaha fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is my ardent desire. Every ummati of mine should buy a heart, Surah Yasin. Surah 36, chapter 36, 83 ayats. Every day you learn one ayat, my brother. In less than 3 months, you will know the whole of Surah Yasin. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be so pleased with you. So a lot of things we can do.
Ustad, we go to Pretoria. It says, is there any dua, Ustad, a dua I can read or blow on my husband so he must stop smoking? Ustad, from Pretoria, Lodium.
You must tell him that he's a smoking Joe, and when he wants to kiss you, then all that terrible odor comes into your mouth, and therefore you feel very, very upset, and you write to object on him. So tell him the Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 17, chapter 17, verse 27, Innal mubathirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. Every day he's pulling 20 cigarettes, 15 cigarettes, 50 cigarettes. So people who squander their wealth, they become brothers of shaitan. Chapter 17, verse 27. Second one, Quran Sharif tells us, Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. Eat and drink and don't waste. So these people in cigarette and what have you, definitely wasting, so not permissible. Third one, Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Udari al-Hijra, in his Mu'tta, Imam Malik brought and recorded a wonderful hadith, La dharara wala dirar. Don't cause harm to yourself. Don't cause harm to others. Look at cigarettes. You're causing harm to the malaika, the angels in the masjid. You're causing harm to the musallis. I myself, if a person just smoked and came into the masjid, I feel like walking away, because we don't like that smell. We hate it, actually. Third one, remember that you are now desecrating the sanctity of the masjid. So there's multiple crimes. Then the wife is also complaining. So my brother, it's an evil, terrible habit and not permissible in Islam. So you, my sister, you must tell your husband, oh darling, for Ashura, I want to give you a nice miswak. So before you come to me, that you brush your teeth with a miswak and you use all that, and then you come, and then maybe he'll get the message. And both of you make dua today. Ameen. Then inshallah, the du'as are accepted, and then you will kiss forever. Long, lucky lips, inshallah.
Ameen. The sister says, Ustad, that he smokes a camel, 1.5 packets a day. Ustad?
I don't know. When I was very young, So remember, then people, I shouldn't smoke. You know, from very young age, I just had a hatred for this. But I used to see my friends. That time was the Lexington and Gold Dollar and Rothmans and all that. I don't know if these things are 20s they were that time. So a 1.5 packet might be 30 nowadays. I don't know. So whether it's 20, 30 or 50 is not permissible.
Ustad, what are the duties of an executor of a deceased estate, Ustad?
The executor of the deceased estate must do the following, and in Islam, any person passes on, then the first thing must be done is burial, funeral expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you know, people go to ABC, XYZ organization, and they must take over, so they charge 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 more, or whatever. So you must ensure that that money is paid from the estates, from the deceased estate. And if somebody, the family member, friends want to pay, alhamdulillah, there's no problem, but make sure the account is settled. Number two, the debts of the deceased. My father, my mother, anybody near and dear. Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Tirmidhi and Musnad Ahmad. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tuqza anhu. That person does not enter Jannah and paradise until and unless the debts are paid. Personal debts, business debts, corporate debts, whatever it is. Today people say he's dead, now what must we do? Nay, that is capitalism. We say you, the executor and heirs, must make sure the debts are paid to the creditors. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one, wasiyah, to bequeath. You want to bequeath for your adopted son. You want to adopt for, you want to bequeath for your brothers, sisters, because you have a son, and your son will deprive all of them. So in those cases, all that would be permissible. So to bequeath for non-heirs, a person or people or organization who are involved in halal activities, so that would be permissible, maximum 1/3 of the net estate, total estate. And fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. So you executor, you must not be a sleeping executor. You must be a wide awake, active executor.
Mm. Subhanallah. Was that somebody is asking, is it permissible to fast only on the 10th of Muharram? Only. Please advise.
Said it is permissible. So if you know English, we say good, better, and best. Good, better, best. So you don't say good, gooder, goodest. You know, they in school, they should teach us. So you say good, better, best. Good, you keep 1 day fast. Tomorrow only. Better, you keep 2 day, Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th. And best, you keep all 3 days, that is 9, 10, and 11th. However, our fatwa is this, that if a person, and Sheikh Usama Khayyat, normally they don't speak so much about this in the khutbah. This past Friday, I translated the khutbah, mashallah, and it was there next to Hilal Masjid, Maulana Ishaq's place, mashallah. So Sheikh Usama Khayyat was speaking about Muharram and Ashura, and he said, وَيَكْرَهُ Abu Hanifa. Abu Hanifa considers it makruh that you make al-infirad with Saum, that you keep Ashura fast only. So that is the famous fatwa of the Hanafis. They say that it is makruh and dislike to keep one fast. So best is if you kept fast today, Monday, then you keep tomorrow also. You didn't fast today, then you fast Tuesday and Wednesday. So that will be the best thing to do, inshallah.
Ustad, my family member has a problem that they pass wind and cannot hold the wudu. Can they continue reading the Quran by holding the Quran, or can they continue reading on their cell phone and the pages on their cell phone after passing wind, Ustad?
People have problem with wind and what have you, and you want to read Quran Sharif. To read the Quran Sharif, you don't require wudu. Understand my statements, three statements I'm making. To read Quran Sharif, you don't require wudu. To touch the Quran Sharif, you must have wudu. La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. So Almighty Allah has mentioned that Surah 56 verse 79, that to touch Quran Sharif, you must have wudu. Third one, you got the problem, wind coming out, lot of things coming out and in, and in, input and output and what have you. So in a case like that, rather read the Quran Sharif on your smartphone and cell phone. And in that way there, when you read it, so you do not require the wudu, and that will be permissible.
Ustad, somebody wants to know from Swaziland. It says, respected Mufti Saab, I found a stray lost baby monkey. A stray lost baby monkey. Is it appropriate for me to keep it as a pet? My kids are already attached to it. They call it Bandor Baba. Ustad.
They call it monkey business. So you must remember, in the church, you see the monk is busy with the... You understand? They call her the novice, you understood? And she is, you know, the virgin. As a lot of things go on. So you must remember that then you say the monk is busy with the monkey business. Monkey business. You see, the Pope has to go around apologizing regarding pedophilia. Anyway, now the Muslims want to do some monkey business. Haram for you to keep that monkey and all those. You must, in Swaziland, you must be having a SPCA. These people who are in charge, you understood, of the animals, you go and give it to them. Always people think this great excitement and pleasure in haram things. Nay, remember that Islam wants, if you want to keep pets, you keep cats, you keep kittens, you keep fish, you keep rabbits. All that is fine. But you want to keep a monkey, you want to keep a snake and all that, definitely not permissible. Remember, in Islam, we always do that which is pure and good, not that which is harmful. So you will see your children now, they will be aping the monkey, if you understood the English, the pun.
4 minutes to 10, it's a beautiful Monday night. I see we have a brother Mikhail, all the way from the United States of America, Washington, D.C. He says, I love your humor, Mufti Saab, respected Mufti Saab. He wants to know, respected Mufti Saab, since you are very well versed with your knowledge, he's asking you, respected Mufti Saab, who do you think will be the next president in America after Donald Trump, Ustad?
Okay, to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar and Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, you do not know Mikhail. He hails from Washington in America. I think he's from Washington, D.C. And, you know, I told him, Mikhail, that we're going to change your name to Mikhail. So now he's calling himself Mikhail already. So he's meeting us halfway. Make dua for him tonight. Ameen. Pray Ameen. To Almighty Allah. Ameen. Mikhail becomes our brother, not only in humanity, but our brother in Islam. You want to know my honest opinion, brother Mikhail, regarding your USA politics. You have two parties. And when the other countries have one party, they say it's a dictatorship. Nevertheless, you have the Republicans and you have the Democrats and so forth. So we will want, that is what I, and we will want, remember, the Democrats to win. Why? Because you must remember that, you know, the target of the current policies is so much against Islam and the Muslims. So therefore, we don't want favors. Remember this, brother Mikhail, we don't want favors. We say we want justice. And when there is justice, then there is peace. Look at your skewed policy towards the apartheid regime of Israel. Who can justify it? Any person who loves true justice, true peace. Every time they tell us they want peace in the Middle East. But when they speak of peace, my brother Mikhail, they're not speaking of peace, P-E-A-C-E. They're speaking about P-I-E-C-E. How they can steal more pieces of land from the West Bank, from the Palestinians. I put you, consider your verdict, my brother Mikhail. Is that justice? Is that peace? Or is money sweeter than honey? That is what question we pose to you.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, a minute left, I see our very good friend Ba, mashallah, Ba, from Nigeria, says, move this up. How's the food and the bunny chows in Durban, Ustad?
I had curry kichri by Hafiz Mohsin Randeri, and it was with pumpkin, and I gave them the hadith. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuhibbu dubba. The master alayhi salatu salam love pumpkin, so I love pumpkin, you must love pumpkin. So we end off tonight's program. O Ummah, tonight is an auspicious night, big night. Tomorrow is an auspicious day. Make tawbah, cry to Allah. Second one, we should be fasting to do tomorrow and Wednesday if we did not keep fast today on Monday. And third one, you the husbands, you the fathers, spend a little bit extra, whether it is food or what money or clothing, whatever, for your beloved popies and your wives and your sweethearts. Sweetheart, not haram secretary and that, halal we're speaking about. And remember that, spend on them, Allah will make your risk easy.
Ameen.
We beg Almighty Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim, wa arina manasikana wa tubalena innaka anta tawwabur rahim. We place on record our sincerest thanks to my engineer here, Brother Lance, Hafiz Suhail is here, Brother Abdul is here, Brother Bilal is here, and to all the entire team and all the directors and listenership of the various stations. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll be back here at home in Johannesburg. Make dua for us, make dua for Kashmir, Palestine,
Ameen,
and
Ameen,
all
Ameen.
The brothers and sisters of Yemen and Syria. Barakallahu feek to
Ustad.
You, Mona Arafat, and our brother Lukolo. Shukran jazilan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ustad, a quick question. Ustad, are you there still?
Yes, penalty shootout.
Penalty shootout. Ustad, did the listener say, Alhamdulillah, Muhammad Bassa got married, Alhamdulillah, Suhail Vahid got married, Alhamdulillah. They want to know, when is our beloved brother Bilal going to get married, Ustad, Bilal Zikali?
He's waiting for the next Arafat to come.
Ustad, up next is Urdu lecture by our beloved Fadilatul Hazrat Murana Mufti Rabaul Haqq, Hafidhahullah, and the topic is concept of Khilafah in Islam. Ustad.
MashaAllah, that was an excellent choice. Our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rida al-Haq Sahib, Khilafat ka maqsad, Khilafat ki ta'arif. So how does the political system work in Islam? We leave you that you listen to it, the Urdu Bayan by our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rida al-Haq Sahib, Hafizullah. Make dua Almighty Allah, grant him complete shifa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We leave you and love you on this beautiful evening. The, my beloved, beautiful listeners, the 10th of Muharram, 1441. Yes, up next is the Urdu lecture by our beloved Fadilatul Hazrat Mulana Mufti, Radaul Haqq, Hafidhahullah, and the topic is concept of the Khilafat in Islam. That's the Urdu lecture up next. I'm going to be seeing you guys tomorrow morning. And yes, I will be fasting, inshallah, tomorrow morning. And I will be fasting, inshallah, on Wednesday. So we request all of you out there, all the listeners of As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Remember, 2:30, I will be up. And our du'as, don't forget the du'as. That's the main thing. The main thing is our du'as. I'm going to leave and love you. Jazakumullah khairin to all the listeners of Sirius FM, all the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, and all the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah, Brother Lance, Haji Bilal Zikale, Brother Lukalu, and Brother Abdul, Jazitu Khaira wa Ahsanul Jaza'a, Allahumma Hadina wa Hadibina wa Hadina Sajami'a, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.